Hello, welcome to Mindset Goddess. I'm Velasca, your show host. In today's episode, I will be talking to you about how to trust God and the universe and how to know that you will be provided for. Whether you believe in God or the universe or both, like I do, God and the universe, whatever your belief is, it is important to trust. It is important to trust that you will be provided for. There is a difference between the person who prays and asks for something in particular, but does not believe that they will receive it, and the person who prays and believes with all of their heart that they will receive that prayer will come true. So they will receive their desire. And when you are 100% certain that you will receive it, when you know and you trust and you believe that God and the universe will bring this particular thing to you, that somehow things are going to work out for you, you will see that things just suddenly start to work out for you. And that's what faith is all about. Faith is about believing when you don't see anything yet. Faith is about believing that something is going to happen, even though you have zero evidence that it's happening for you. It's 100% believing in something. And I want to give you an example. A couple of years back, so I'm a single mom, and I've been a single mom for almost the entire time that I've been a mom. I've been a mom for 5 years, and I've been a single mom since I was pregnant. I had a few boyfriends here and there, but for the most part, I've been single. And I raised my son on my own. I pay for everything for him on my own with zero help from his biological father. I do everything on my own, and which is great now. It's fine now. I've got it. But the first few years of his life, I was a hot mess. I was a hot mess. I was a parent for the first time. I was single. I just had a lot of problems. I wasn't the person that I am today. I was definitely not the mom that I am today. And at that time, I was not a coach yet. So I had a lot to learn about life and being a mom and just experiencing things and dealing with financial problems. I had a lot of lessons to learn, which I did. And thank God I am in the place that I am today. But I want to tell you a story of something that happened a couple of years back when my son was only 2 years old. I had just moved into this new apartment, and it was just me and my little son. I had very, 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 very little money. I was really, really struggling and working from paycheck to paycheck. And I didn't have the money to buy any furniture for the apartment. So I had zero furniture for a couple of weeks. I don't remember for how long it was. Maybe it was even a month. I can't quite remember. But I didn't have any furniture. And I started praying for furniture. I started praying really, really hard that I would somehow be able to get furniture, afford furniture. And you guys wouldn't believe it. But after praying, I don't know how long I prayed for. It was a couple of weeks when I started praying for furniture. I started praying to God, to the universe, that somehow I'll be able to get furniture into the apartment. And I had no idea how, because I knew one thing was for sure, and that's that I couldn't afford to buy furniture. I could barely afford to take care of my son and I at the time. But I was praying hard for it every single day, and I believed with all of my heart that somehow I was going to get some furniture in my apartment. So the next day, I wake up and I open the door. You know, I went out there on the balcony with my little son, and I see this girl, this young woman, and her dad moving furniture out of her apartment and walking it to the dumpster. They were going to throw it out, like really nice furniture. So I asked the girl, I said, "Hey, are you guys throwing that sofa out? Are you throwing that out?" She said, "Yeah, I have to move. And I couldn't sell it to anybody. Nobody wanted to buy it. And I can't keep it in the apartment because I'm moving today." And I said, "Oh, wow." And she said, "Why? Do you need a sofa?" I said, "Yeah. Is it okay? It's not broken or anything?" She said, "No, it's fine." I said, "Yeah, I really need a sofa. I just moved here and I don't have any furniture in my apartment, like zero furniture. All I had was a mattress, guys. I had a mattress on the floor and my little son and I were sleeping on that mattress. And the girl said, well, hey, listen, I've got a whole apartment full of furniture. I've got a dining table. I've got a bed frame. She just went on and on and on, just told me everything that she had. And she was like, do you want it? Do you need this furniture? And I said, yes. How much money do you want for it? She said, oh, free. It's free. We were going to throw it out today. You can just have it for free. I said, oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to you. And I told her, I said, I'm a single mom and I'm really having a hard time right now. I just moved here, so I'm struggling. I'm not settled yet. So this is the biggest blessing. Thank you so much. And her father and her even moved in the furniture for me into my apartment. They were so nice. They moved everything in. That is God right there. That is the universe right there providing for me. When I tell you I got an apartment full of furniture, I'm not kidding. I got almost everything that I needed in that one day. That one day. The difference is that I hadn't asked for this before. I hadn't prayed for a way to get furniture before. I was just struggling and living day to day and not knowing how I would get the furniture. I was really stressed out, not knowing how I was going to get some furniture in my apartment, but I didn't pray for it. But when I started praying for it and I started asking God and the universe to help me get furniture in my apartment somehow, to afford furniture, this happened. This happened shortly after I met this girl who gave me all of her furniture. What an incredible example of God providing for you, of the universe providing for you. But you have to ask. You have to ask. It's not enough just to think about whatever it is that you need. You have to pray for it. And it's not enough just to pray for it. You have to believe that God will somehow help you. And even if you don't get that specific prayer, sometimes God or the universe knows better and they will give you something better. You may not get what you asked for. You may get something different. But that something different might be a million times better than what you originally asked for. Or that something different might open up a different door for you with a greater opportunity in the future, with greater blessings in the future. So you may not get exactly what you ask for, but you're going to get better. If you don't get what you ask for and you get something different, believe me, there is a reason for that. Either there is a lesson for you to learn, which will transform your life, or there's a different opportunity that God or the universe wants to present you with. And you have to know that, and you have to believe that, and you have to trust in that. I want to give you another example. This same year, I think this was about 2 weeks after the furniture. 2 weeks after I received the furniture, I was still praying for a better future for my son and I, more opportunities to earn more money, and this kind of stuff. And I opened my apartment door. I opened my apartment door, and out there on my balcony was one of those portable stoves, like a stove that you can plug in to like a camper or something, like if you go camping, a portable home or something like that. There was a stove, an entire stove that you would put into your kitchen, right? How random and how weird is that? So I was like, what the heck is that? And the weirdest part, guys, this is really weird. It was addressed to me. It had my name on it, Valeska Latour. I thought, this is really weird. I didn't order anything. And I went ahead and checked my credit cards. I checked my bank, make sure that nobody bought anything under my name. Nobody bought anything under my name. My information was not compromised. No one purchased anything under my name. Then I called the apartment office, the girls that work at the office, and I asked them, I said, are you guys installing a new stove in my kitchen? Because there's a huge stove, a big box with a new stove sitting here on my balcony. And the ladies at the office said, no, and we wouldn't have dropped it off like that without warning you. So no, definitely not. I said, wow, that's so weird. I don't understand why this is here on my balcony and it's got my name on it. This doesn't make any sense. So then what I did is I called the company. The company, you could see the name of the company on the box. I called the company And I told them what happened. And I asked them, I said, is there some kind of a mistake? Did you guys send this here on accident? Do you need me to return it? And they checked into their files. They checked everything. Zero trace of how the stove was shipped to me. Zero. They could not find anything. I literally get goosebumps telling the story. I'm getting goosebumps right now. I just think it's so incredible. No evidence, no record at all, no record of, at all about the stove. My name wasn't even in their system. Just thought it was so weird. I said, my God, what the heck is this about? And I waited 1 week for someone to claim it, even though it would have been strange because it was under my name. I waited 1 week, nothing happened. So I prayed, I said, okay, God, no one has claimed the stove. The company who made the stove did not send this to my house. The girls at the front office in the apartment complex did not order this to install it into my apartment. I'm gonna sell it because I don't need a stove, that's for sure. Guys, I sold this stove on Facebook Marketplace for $400. $400 for a stove that appeared on my balcony. It appeared on my balcony with my name on it, and no one sent it. No evidence of who sent this to me with my name on it. Isn't that strange? But amazing at the same time. I knew instantly that this was God's work. I knew instantly that the universe was providing for me. In all of my years of living on this earth, the universe and God have always provided for me. I have been in some really shitty situations. When I became a single mom, I made so many wrong decisions because I was so heartbroken from the whole experience of being abandoned during my pregnancy. I was so hormonal too from the pregnancy. I was so alone. So I made a lot of stupid mistakes when I became a single mom after my son was born. And even though I made all these stupid mistakes and I was wrong so many times, God still provided for me. God took care of me. God protected me. And I never left his side. Even when I was confused, even when I made stupid decisions, there has never been a day that I didn't pray to God. I always prayed to God. I was always close to God, and I still am, to the universe, to God, to my angels. I'm so close to all of them. And that's the difference between having a close relationship with God and believing and having faith versus not. You know, there are people who say they believe in God, they believe in the power of the universe, but they really don't. They're not even connected on a spiritual level to that thing that they say they believe in. They're not even connected. They don't even pray. They don't even talk to them. They don't even meditate. They don't nothing. They're not connected, but they say they believe. But then life happens and you see they really don't believe. So faith, believe that it's possible. Truly believe in it. And God and the universe will work their magic, guys. They will work their magic. So that is my advice for you today, is when you pray or when you need something, don't just think about it. First of all, you have to know what it is that you want. Be very clear on your desire, on your prayer. Ask for it. You know, there's a really funny joke. I've told this joke so many times. It's getting old. I don't think I've told it to you guys before, but I don't know where I heard this joke. I heard this joke somewhere many, many years ago, and I've told it a million times. It's time for a new joke, but let me share it with you. So there's this man in the joke who's always saying to God, hey, God, can you help me win the lottery? I need to win the lottery because I don't have any money. And he's asking God for this every single day. Help me win the lottery. I don't have any money. Well, finally, God says to him, my son, how can I help you win the lottery if you never buy a lottery ticket? You never play the lottery. How do you expect to win the lottery? And so the man finally goes to buy a lottery ticket, right? So the whole idea is, how can God, the universe, or whoever you believe in or whatever you believe in, provide for you if you don't even believe, first of all, that it's possible, but if you don't if you're not clear with your intention, if you're not clear with that specific desire, with that specific prayer, you've got to get clear. What do you want? What do you desire? What do you need in your life right now? And ask for it. And don't just ask for it. You have to take action. Here on our physical plane, on earth, you've got to take action. Just like this man in the joke who never bought the lottery ticket. You can't pray for something and not take action. You want a new job? Your action, your job here on earth is to send your resume to different companies. God, the universe, will work their magic from that moment on, right? And that's with anything in your life, not just with jobs. So take inspired action here on earth. Pray and ask for what you want, exactly what you want in detail. Believe in it 100%. Believe that it's possible. And wait for God, the universe, or whoever you believe in to work their magic. It's that simple. It's really not complicated. It's that simple. Draw yourself close to whatever it is that you believe in. I love you guys. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please hit the subscribe button. I'd love to have you back. Take care. Bye-bye.